The Cadena team is in studio, and now I've realized that it's probably so first world how I'm carrying on about this, considering that that they do some relief work in Mozambique, particularly the Manica province, where communities are at risk of cholera, food shortages, hygiene issues, and hygiene needs. They're going to be taking water filters, reusable pads, panties, and basic hygiene kits to Mozambique. Morning, guys. Do you think that it might be a good idea just to leave some here?
Definitely.
I mean, for these 54 hours.
Definitely. We're going to be doing a lot of projects here locally.
Right. Okay. In the Glen Hazel area, if you don't
probably
mind.
Not as much in right. the Glen Hazel area, but in other areas.
All right. Now, obviously, I'm being very, very facetious and I'm being very flippant about something that's very serious. All right. So we've spoken before. You've been in studio before. Tell us what's gone on since the last time that you were here. The last time you were here was just following the massive floods that they had in Mozambique. You had just come back. You were giving us a sense of what's happening on the ground. What's happened since then?
Since then, we've put together quite a great team in South Africa. We've managed to get sponsorship through the Ransom Cross Foundation, and we actually have already come back from the next mission. We were there the whole of last week. We did water filters, 105 water filters, which can Incredible. Each one help 260 people a day, which helps 27,300 people in the short term and 136,500 people in the long term. We had hygiene kits from pads and village water filters. I said village water filters. And then we took hygiene kits with the basic hygiene needs, and we gave out 1,500 of those.
What's happening throughout the, I mean, Cadena is one organization. When you're up there, are you seeing organizations from around the world, or has Mozambique largely been ignored?
It definitely hasn't been ignored. There were definitely less organizations on the ground this time than last time, but the need is getting, things are getting better. There's less accommodation centers. A lot of people are moving back and starting to rebuild. So, but there is still a big need on the ground there.
Right.
The situation is not good by any means, but it's slightly better than it was last time.
Right. Leanne Mendler, are you very involved in coordinating a lot of this? What is your role here?
Hi, Howard. So I'm the General Director of Cadena South Africa. Mm-hmm. We fall under the umbrella of Cadena International.
Right.
This is an international humanitarian aid organization which has helped over 1 million people worldwide.
Incredible.
In response to natural disasters and emergencies. So we just an arm of this organization, and we identify ourselves as the humanitarian arm of the South African Jewish community, and we are there to show up and represent our community in the broader community.
How long has Cadena been in South Africa?
Cadena officially came on the South African shores in 2017.
Okay, relatively
However,
new.
We've only really been operating since November 2018 when we... there was a call for help in Orange Farm due to there were massive storms last year, end of last year in Soweto and Lanesia. And we responded. We tried to help the 500 people down there who lost, everything in all their shacks were just blown away and they lost all their possessions overnight. We, went to the Alex fires in December along with the, Wendy Kahn with the Jewish board. And, you know, that's the thing. We're trying to find our place and we want to.
Yeah, it's interesting. That's what I was going to ask you. What are the type of things because, unfortunately, there's a huge choice in South Africa. We have a lot of people that are facing very severe adversity on a day-to-day basis. We're coming up, we're starting to get colder. People are living without heating. Every street corner in Johannesburg is a visible sign of adversity, of poverty, and of struggle. How does an organization like yours decide what to get involved with and what not to get involved with?
So that is a very important question. You know, we, in some ways in South Africa, we are very fortunate. Unlike the countries in South America and Central America, we don't face earthquakes and hurricanes.
Right. We don't have the same natural disasters.
You know, disasters. Our disasters are man-made disasters, yeah, or they long-term disasters.
Right. Yeah.
And so that is the thing. We're defining what are we responding to. For example, every year we know there are going to be shack fires around Johannesburg. We know every summer there's going to be flooding.
Right.
And these are the type of issues that we can address, and we can also help in terms of education and prevention. So we know the floodings are going to happen. Let Kadena South Africa go out to the schools in Alex or Soweto. Let us teach, you know, basic swimming lessons for kids. What happens if you get swept up in a flash flood? Mm. What happens if your shack catches on fire? Don't throw water on an electric fire, for example. Use sand. All these basic things we can teach these communities, which will amount not prevent the disaster, but it will definitely prevent
at
a loss of life.
At least give people skills.
And give people skills. Let's go do CPR courses, firefighting courses, something like that. And then also, we'll be ready with a stockpile of goods, with a go team, that if, God forbid, there is a bigger disaster emergency, for example, the major floods in Durban, then we're ready. We'll be on the ground. They will be with our help. We'll be there with doctors, with social workers. We'll be there with blankets and relief. And what's also very important for us is to find the right partners in our community.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to ask you is how do you find, the right partners? Unsigned is asking, saying that Gift of the Givers does something quite similar. Do you work with them? How do you partner? How do you decide who to work with, and are you specifically looking for partners within the Jewish community in order to offer support?
So Gift of the Givers, what they do is an incredible organization. They have helped millions and millions of people all over, regardless of politics. Kadena South Africa is an apolitical organization. Obviously, we're very proudly Jewish. And for us, you know, we're very lucky in the especially the Johannesburg Jewish community. We have so many resources. We have unbelievable doctors, paramedics. Our security knowledge is incredible. We have the Chevra Kadisha. We've got social workers, etc. And so we want to utilize this talent that is here in Johannesburg already, and we want to partner. It's about adding value to each other's organizations and not taking away and not being in competition with each other. The difference between Kadena and Gift of the Givers, one of the biggest differences is that Kadena also has a very strong interest in education, and we're going to be rolling out programs in the Jewish
schools. So it's not just relief, it's actually education as well.
It's about getting our kids from a young age involved and telling them about these problems that people face, you know, a few kilometers up the road in Alex.
Absolutely.
And getting these kids to come up with ideas. How can we help these people? For example, there's a worldwide competition every year, Kadena International runs, that high school kids in grade 8 have to come up with a sustainable solution to a local problem. So, for example, in Mexico, kids came up with this type of a desk that you can go underneath during an earthquake. And prevent injury. So here we're going to be rolling it out in the Jewish day schools across South Africa, that kids need to look at a local problem that people face and find a solution for that. The winners, the local South African winners, will then be flown to Mexico, entered into the international competition. And those winners, their solution will actually be turned into reality and rolled out, you know, to those affected communities. So Kadena is about education. We're about prevention. We're about sustainable solutions. You know, kol hakavod to all those organizations which go out and do soup kitchens.
Yeah, but everybody's got different.
Everybody's got a different role,
and that's what's amazing.
Absolutely.
Miriam and Erica joining us in studio as well. You guys are. What's your involvement? You volunteers, you know, what's your involvement in Kadena?
We work full-time in Kadena.
Full-time, right.
More than full-time sometimes.
More than full-time.
You know, when you work in
24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Right, where are you both from?
I'm originally from Venezuela, but I'm based in Miami, and I'm in charge of all the international operations for Kadena International, so all the emergencies outside of where we have offices.
Incredible.
Yes.
And I'm based in Mexico. I'm from the office in Mexico, and I'm the director of fundraising from all the offices in Kadena and in alliances and in growing institutionally.
How many offices does or centers does Kadena have around the world?
9.
Right.
At the moment we have 9. Most of them are based in South America or Central America, but we're expanding to other regions because The reason for opening more offices, it's not that we want to be everywhere, or we do, but the reason for that is we can get faster to a response if we're spread
right, so
out.
Johannesburg will allow you very quick access to a place like Mozambique.
Or Kenya, which we go every year because of drought. Actually, we came back from Kenya 3 weeks ago, a response we do every year. So having an office in South Africa, having a team in South Africa will allow us to respond faster when there's a need.
Right.
And also by opening so many offices around the world, the idea is like, you know, we are the logistic arm of the Jewish community in every country. So the amazing thing is like we're creating a network of all these Jewish volunteers that can go through Cadena around the world doing aid, having different programs, doing developing, having their own ideas, and we create a network so that they can meet, you know, in between.
Yeah, so I was going to ask that if somebody's interested in going to do help assist with aid work in South America, for example, what do they do?
So everybody is welcome to join one of our missions. We send out information about when we're having a mission. And then volunteers sign up. Everyone is welcome. The only requirement or the only specific requirement is they have to be 18 years old or older.
Because it
is a difficult situation, not only physically, but only mentally. So we ask.
Emotionally, I'm sure.
So everyone's welcome. You just have to sign up, basically.
Incredible. What an amazing, amazing organization. And obviously that your 9 offices are strategically placed where you can get to people. Tell us what's happening in Venezuela. I mean, you must be fairly active there. I'm sure you ask this question all the time.
So you were talking about the shortage of water before, and I was like, this is nothing. For 54 hours, it's nothing.
I know. Look, I know that I'm being a little bit dramatic.
I don't live in Venezuela, but my family still lives there.
Wow.
And, you know, they spent a week without electricity and water. You know, like the Jewish community was a little bit better off of the rest of the country because they have a Jewish center and Jewish people take care of Jewish people. But, you know, the situation is very hard and very complicated to explain.
Do you think that most people are going to be forced to leave? Most of the community?
Most of them already have. And there are already plans in place in case they need to be forced out.
So you're saying you can go for a week without water or electricity there?
That's
incredible. And you know, the 54 hours we're talking about here is planned.
Exactly.
And it's about maintenance. And they're saying that we have to do maintenance. That's why we're doing it, which is absolutely the best reason to have. And it's not even no water. They're saying it'll be less water.
Certain hours a day.
Exactly. So obviously, you know, we're not being too serious when we complain about it. We just like to complain.
But it is worrisome because we're not used to lacking something, especially now. Not as basic as water. So that's why when we go out to missions, we try to provide the people in need with basic needs, basic human needs that everyone should be able to have, that everyone should, you know, be able to reach with the touch of their hands.
You know, like, disasters are a great opportunity for people to improve because people are used to different ways of life and it's very hard to get to them and tell them, like, listen, you need to change your way of life and you need to open to new ideas. But when a disaster comes, people are very vulnerable and they are desperate to get on their feet and get help. So they're open to new ideas. They're open to listen to you that they should use a filtered water so they won't get cholera, or that maybe they can use a sanitary path so they can change their lifestyle. So sometimes a disaster is a great opportunity for different innovations in these communities that really they live on a 2, and when a disaster comes they go on -30. So it's always a great opportunity to get in and try to push them.
Right. It's a shift. It creates an opportunity to shift.
Yes, because they're so vulnerable that they hear you.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
We saw it in Mexico in the earthquake, like 2 years ago. People that we haven't been able to change for years, their mentality, they were open because they were desperate, and we had the ability to educate them about the earthquakes. We tell them what to do, what to behave, how to do an economical help.
But at the same time, we're not trying to change their way of living or their culture. So we're very conscious of what to introduce that applies to them.
But one thing is, it's about education, really, is what you're saying. All right, listen, I think it sounds like the most unbelievable organization. I think we're very blessed that Kaden is here in South Africa. The question is, how do people get hold of you if they're interested in either assisting financially, in getting involved as a volunteer, to a greater or lesser extent?
So our Facebook page, Kaden South Africa, is very active. And on our Facebook page, there is a link directly to send us a nice, generous donation.
Right.
Big or small, everything is welcome. Also, please email me directly at director.sa@cadena.ngo. Cadena is C-A-D-E-N-A. And I will respond
personally to you.
You can also message us through the Facebook page. And, please come get involved. We're going to have projects coming up. A soup kitchen is going to be run in Soweto on the 8th of July.
And people can get involved. They can just go down there.
Absolutely.
And they can...
And Mandela Day also. We're planning a big project for that.
Right.
We're looking for certain kind of people. Like, we're looking for volunteers that can just come to the mission and come with us and be with the people and hand in the
filter. What a fantastic opportunity you actually are giving people to do good. And I find, certainly through my experience with talking to people are so hungry. South Africans are so hungry to help and to do something. They're just not quite sure how to go about it. And this is really the perfect, perfect way to get involved more or less or slowly and see where it goes. And take your kids there as well. If an adult is, happy to volunteer and come with their kids? I know they're not over 18, but
Locally, kids are welcome. It's because international missions that we have.
Right. Okay. That I understand, because I think it's the best lesson we could honestly teach our children.
It's good for the kids to see what's going on and to actually understand. Like, it's one thing to know that Alex exists, but to go through and actually see the conditions, it'll be life-changing for them, and it'll change their perceptions, and
I think it's
then
right.
They'll grow up wanting to do more.
Absolutely right.
So, thank you so much, Tichai, for having us.
Our pleasure indeed. This is Tikkun Olam, if ever I have heard it. Time is 8:53. I'm Howard Feldman. Your thoughts, 34519 or 061-895-1019. I've been chatting to Kadena